Savoyim, Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael holds that not only Chai B'Krisis, but even a regular Chai B'Mises Bezdin. Even on the case when you Chai B'Mises Bezdin, if they warn you for Malkus, you receive Malkus. That's what Yishmael's shot. Rabbi Yisumsi, why? We have the Akiva Raimah now. Chai B'Krisis, Yeshn Mechla Malkus. I agree to you with a chorus, there is Malkus. Avoyim. But why? The reason is, Shemosa Tshuva, Bezdin Shomala Mechlon Lehen. Chai V'Krisis is a Misa B'Dei Shemayim light. So Hashem gives the punishment. Bezdin Shomala. By the Bezdin Shomala, Tshuva helps. Even though you did an Aveira Chet of Koris, if you do Tshuva Shlema, they'll mock you in Shemayim, and you don't have to receive Koris. So therefore, we can give you Malkus, like it's not considered Shtei Rishoyit. It's not considered you having two punishments. Ma'ashen Kein Chai V'Misas Bezdin. In the case we did a chet that Bezdin here paskins, and Bezdin has the right to give you Nisam, Einai Bechlal, Chai V'Mis Bezdin, Einai Bechlal Malkus, Aboyim, why? Shemosa Tshuva, and Bezdin Shemata Mechel Hen. Like it's always considered you are receiving Shtei Rishoyis, so we can't give you two punishments. Because Bezdin Shemata has no right to be Mechel you. Even though you do Tshuva Shleima, still, when you did the chet and there's a psak, you have to receive the Misa. It's a good question, why doesn't Tshuva help on a Bezdin Shomata? The Gemara is going that a Bezdin Shomala Tshuva helps, and not on a Bezdin Shomata. Some Achronim want to say that Tshuva Shleim is telling you leave. So Hashem in Shemayim, they know if you do Tshuva Shleima, they can be Mechel you. But Bezdin Shomata never knows if you do Tshuva Shleima. So therefore, there's no Din Tshuva on a Bezdin Shomata to accept it to free you from Malkus. The question is that's exactly the question. That in Bezdin Shomata, once you have the chiyuv to receive Misa, that's it. There's no way to do Tshuva. So that's the difference between Chai V'Krisus and Misas Bezdin. By Chai V'Misas Bezdin, it's a chsar from Shtei Rishoyis. We can't give you two punishments. Whereas Chai V'Krisus, it's not considered like you have two punishments. Maybe you will not receive Koros. Now, a third sheet there is Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, Chai V'Krisus B'chlal Hoyim. But on the parasha of Aroyis, after mentioning all the different Aroyis, the pasuk says one klal, there's a chayav chorus by all of them. The question is, V'lama yotzes chorus b'chayisai? It says separately that if you live with your sister, again you receive chorus. What does her have to say it separate for? So if Yitzchak dashens, L'doina, come and teach me a chiddush, L'doina the chorus, V'loi the malchus. To teach me that all chayav v'krisus, you can only receive chorus and no malchus. See how the Gzeras HaKosev that there's no malchus even when they warned you for the malchus, for lav, still you do not receive malchus. That's a Yitzchak Shita. Yeah. Now the Gemara explains each one of them. My time at Rabbi Shmuel, what's the reason of Rabbi Shmuel? That he says, yes, even Chai V'Mises Bezdin, you also receive malchus. If they warn you for Malkus, you have a surah for Malkus, you receive Malkus. There's still, because it dashes the Pasuk in Devarim. The Pasuk says, Im loisish malasois es kol divri ha-Torah zois. Mashm, if you do not listen to any part of this Torah, any part, Mashm, even a chai v'mises bezdin. And uchsiv, after it says, Te'ifu ha-Shem es ma'koyscha. Shem will pay you back, but with a makah. Now, ha-flor zu, any day am I do not know what type of a punishment you're going to receive. What does the word v'hifla Hashem mean? So if you shuram, we have a different parasha. By Yidim Zemim or by Lav, it says v'hepilu ha-shofet v'hikol ufonav. That the shofet, the bezdin, gives him malchus. Says so, have yoyimu ha-flo zu malchus. It's as if in this parasha in Chofches, it's also saying, im loisish malasay, says kol divratay razois, v'hifla Hashem, that you receive malchus. So there's a special rebu here that by every single case you receive malchus. Uksiv, it says, im loisish malasas as koil, mashma for every single lav haTorah, even though there's also a chai v'mises to it, a bezdin, still you receive malchus. That's Rabbi Shmuel's drosha. So Marius Ihochi, so if you're making such a general klal, im loisish mal koil, mashma every single lav haTorah, chai v'yasenami, if you're over in Yisra say. The Torah did not say it, but the Torah is allowed. The Torah just said, like, you're supposed to do this, and you did not do it. You're over in Yisra, I say, maybe also you should receive Malkus. Someone says, no. important. The Kehavim Mina was because it says Kol Divri HaTorah, Mashma everything, even in Isra Asay. This much no. Im Loi Sishma Ksim, it says clearly Im Loi Sishma, if you do not listen. Mashma has to be Alav, Ukra Rabav and Om Rabbi Loi, the Om Rabav and Om Rabbi Loi, that Kol Mokom Shinem, wherever the Torah says, He Shomer, Pen, the Al, and the little Loi Sasei. Like even these things are included in the Loi Sasei, but has to be at least a Hishomer, a Pen, or the Al. But just an Isra Asay, the Torah just says to do something, that's not included to receive Malkus.
Why doesn't the Gemara give it as an answer that I'm not doing something?
Now the Gemara asks the question, Yehochi, if so, Lav Shein B'maisa Nami? And so even though Lav has no action to it, but it says, Kol Divri HaTorah, as long as it's a Lav, it should be Malkus. So the Gemara says, no, this pasuk it ends off and it says, Im Loisishma Lasois, Lasois Ksiv, that you have to do an action. If you do not do an action, Lav Shein B'maisa, even from this pasuk, there's no Malkus. For the Gemara, Lav Shenitzis Liasei Nami, and so when the Torah gives a Lav, and then it says an essay, like by Noiser, where there's a Lav not to leave over the meat until the next morning. And if you leave it over, then there's a mitzvah essay to burn it, that will have the sugya soon. A Lav Shenitzis Liasei, you do not receive Malkus. So the question here, the Gemara is, why? Why don't I say, from this pasuk it's a Rivui, even by that you should receive Malkus? So the Gemara says, no. Dumya the Lav de Chasima, that it says in the parash of Malkus, the Lav right before that is Loisachsim Shor B'dishoi, then it says Aborim Yakenu. So the general, the classical Lav is a Lav of Lav de Chasima. It means you can't muzzle your animals and work with them. So that's called a Lav, that's a Lav without an essay to it. So only such a Lav receives Malkus, not the Lav that has an essay added to it. The Gemara says, Hashta the Yasul Hochi, now that we come onto this, Kula Nami, do me the Lav de Chasima. The other questions also, like a Lav Shein by Mice, it's the same Svara. A Lav Shein by Mice is not like the Lav of the Chasima. There the Torah says, Leisachsim Shabbatishai, do not muzzle your animals when you work with them, but you're working with them. That's called an action. So everything has to be done for this type of a Lav. Where Mashaykh and Alav Shemba Mice is not Daima, so if we do not receive Malkus. So the Dvoy asked the question, if so, here also, this Lav is also not Daima, our Lav. Our Lav can't have Chorus. Our Lav, Amisa's Bezdin, it's also not Daima. Maybe we all have to be Daima to Lav the Chsima, that it only has a Lav and nothing else. And here we're learning out that even a Lav that has Misa's Bezdin or has Chorus, also you receive Malkus. So the Dvoy answers two Tzurtsim. One answer is, but still there's a Rebu here. It's saying, in Loisish Malat says, Kol Divri HaTorah Zois, and then it says Malkus here. So there's a Rebu. So the Svar is, there's a Rebu involved, we have to add something. We have to minus something, because Loisachsim. So Lav Shrein by Maisa, that's missing something, there's a Chsor in there, that doesn't have Malkus. But here, just the fact you added the Chayvi Krisis, the Chayvi Mises, that's no reason to take it away. Rav Stami says in Svarah, that just because this Lav has another addition to it, like it's a more chomedic Lav that has Mises Bezdin, that's no reason to free you from Malkus. It has to be a Svarah involved. Dumid Lav Techsima, like Lav Shein B'Maisa, there's no action there, that's a less of a type of a Lav. So that's not so strong, like Lav Techsima, that's where there's no Malkus. But just for the fact that the Lav of Achoisoin, or the Mises Bezdin, has another punishment to it, that just shows that the Lav is stronger. So for sure you should receive Malkus. So the kids of Kletz Rabbi Shmuel, he has this extra limur here, in the Sish Malasai, this Kol Divri HaTorah Zois, that for any strong Lav, anything stronger than the Lav the Chsima, even though there's a Mises Bezdin involved, still you will receive Malkus. That's Rabbi Shmuel's Rosh. Rabbi Kiva the Mor says, my timer. What's Rabbi Kiva's reasoning? That he says, no, if there's a Mises Bezdin involved, then there's no Malkus, my timer. So Marin says, Kidei Rishosoi. He dashens a post that says, Kidei Rishosoi, where we dashen, Mishum Risho Achas Ato Mechaivai, can only punish him for one Aveira. That means give him one punishment. But Vi Ato Mechaivai Mishum Shtei Rishois. Bezdin has no right to give one person two punishments for one Aveira. For one action that he did, he cannot receive two punishments. So whenever there's a chi of Mises Bezdin upon you, Pshita Bezdin has to give him the more chomedic punishment. So we say once he has a chi of to receive Misa, There's no way Beis Din could give a Malkus. Beis Din has no right to give Shtei Rishoyis, two punishments. Therefore, Beis Din cannot give Misa with Malkus. For the Gemara of Rabbi Shmuel, what does Rabbi Shmuel do with this pasuk? The Torah says, K'dei Rishosai. It says a pasuk in Moshishma, or have to use it for something else. But you can't go against the clear pasuk that says K'dei Rishosai, you cannot receive two punishments. So Gemara says, no, here it's not clear either. I'll tell you, Hani Mili, when is this pasuk talking about K'dei Rishosai? That Beis Din can only give one and not two. That's Misa Mamin. Two different types of punishments. Beis Din cannot give a person Misa and money. If you rip somebody's clothing when you killed him, so Yechayiv Misa, we do not make you pay for the clothing. You're parted from money. Or Malkus Amon, the case we receive Malkus Amon, there we say K'dei Rishosai. Avo Misa Malkus, Rabbi Shmuel Svar is that by Chayiv Krisis, or even Misa Beis Din, for Beis Din to give you Malkus first, it's considered Misa Arichti. It's one long punishment. That's the way they're killing you. They're giving you Malkus first, and then they're going to continue on to kill you. So it's not really called Shtei Rishoy. It's not like two different punishments. It's considered one long punishment. It's like torturing you to death. So we start off with Malkus, and we end off with actually killing you. That's a Bishmol Svara, that in K'dei Rishosai, it does not exclude Misa and Malkus. Don't it's considered like one Rishoy, like one long Misa.
Don't we have a principle?
For the Gemara Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, you're telling me he dashes K'dei Rishosai, that Beis Din cannot give Malkus and Misa together, if so, Chai the Kris is not me. But you're telling me our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Akiva, that the Mishnah says cases of Chai the Kris, that you do receive Malkus. Why? Why don't I say K'dei Rishosai? You cannot receive two punishments, Chorus and Malkus. So my Yomata, what you want to say the Torah before was, Shemosa Tshuva, that maybe the person will do tshuva. And Beis Din Shomala accepts tshuva as a moichiyu. Like we said, Beis Din Shomala knows if you do tshuva shleima, and then you're freed from chorus. And so the Havamim, before we said a svar, and we'll soon see later, that's Nadia Maskana, but right now we're asking the question, Hashta Miyas Leyavi. But right now, at the time when Beis Din wants to give him Malkus, he did not do tshuva yet. Well, we don't know if he did tshuva. But probably he didn't do tshuva yet. So right now, he has the Chi of Chorus upon him. Or else we should have a doubt. Maybe he has the Chi of Chorus still upon him. So how could Beis Din give him Malkus? Even according to Rabbi Akiva, how could you receive Malkus? By Chai the Krisis, it's very possible you still have the Chi of Chorus upon you right now. So it's still called Shtei Rishoyis. Yeah, so still a question. So Amar Abavur Bavur says, the Feirish Ripsa Torah Chai the Krisis for Malkus. Rabbi Akiva has a special postic that teaches me this chiddush, that even though you chayav chorus, still you could receive malchus. The Gomri learns out, li'enei milionecha. He has a gzera shomer for this. Rashi says, li'enei says, v'nichrasu li'enei b'nei amon, that's the parash of chorus, huksiv v'malchus, v'niklo achicha li'enecha. So mainly learn out that malchus applies even though there's a chayav, there's a chorus involved. So, even after you have the pasuk, but still you have to understand. The Torah says K'dei Rishosai. We cannot give you two punishments. So after the pasuk, the pshat is that K'dei Rishosai applies to Beis Din. A Beis Din Shomata cannot apply two punishments to one person. But Chai V'Koros is not called Beis Din is implying the punishment. That's a punishment B'dei Shemayim. So therefore, Lamaista, when Beis Din gives Malkus, how many punishments is Beis Din Shomata given? Only one. That's why there's no theory to the pasuk of K'dei Rishosai. K'dei Rishosai only tells us that Beis Din Shomata cannot imply two punishments. They can't give Mammon and Malkus or Mis and Malkus, where they're killing you. But a Chai V'Krisis, which is B'dei Shemayim, here there's no chsarim, there's no problem of K'dei Rishosai. But you need a pasuk for this. That's what the pasuk is teaching us. That by Chai V'Krisis, that's not a problem of K'dei Rishosai. It's not Beis Din here that's giving two punishments. One is B'dei Shemayim, one is B'dei Yodam. That's okay. That's the Gemara. Still, Maskev lo Rav Abba b'Mamel. If so, if you tell me Rav Akiva has this Gzera Shava, Chai v'Mises Beis Din Ami. Why don't I make a Gzera Shava even to Mises Beis Din? Nigmuam me'enei milienecha. Says the word me'enei, it says, by Mises Beis Din. Rashi says, Mises Beis Din mil'enei decreases Makrisis loika. So Gemara to leine milanecha af mises bezdin yuka says the word meene by mises bezdin. Rashi the sid yavores kachavim in meene hu eda nasasolish gaga. It says the word meene by a mises bezdin.
What sort of question is this? How can you ask
him
where did
you marry Bereshit? Samar says, what's the story? You need a reasoning. Samar says, yes. I'll tell you, there's a different word. Here it says, me'enei, a men. And the other words are, enei, without the men. Samar says, donen li'enei, mili'enecha. For both only have the ayins, no mems. V'yein donen me'enei, that it says, by Mrs. Bezdin, mili'enecha, from just the word enecha. So therefore, it's the difference in the Gzeira Shava. That's why I did not include Me'ene into this Gzeira Shava. It's more clear, so what though? That's not a good reasoning. Or my nafk, you know, what's the difference? In Ilchus Gzeira Shava, such a difference doesn't make a difference. V'atana the Rabbi Shmuel. In Torah of Rabbi Shmuel, we learn it like this. The Pasuk says, V'shov HaKoyin, by Neg in the house he returns. U'bu HaKoyin, and the Koyin comes. And we make Gzeira Shava, it says two different sukkim there, two different amudim exactly when he comes back to knock out the wolves, to knock out the nega. So we dashin, Zuhi Shiva, Zuhi Diya, Gzeira Shava, this pasuk to that pasuk. The Vishava and the Bov, we could make Gzeira Shava. So you see, even though they're different words, one is a word of Vishav, and one's a word of Ubo, since they have the same meaning, you could make Gzeira Shava. See also, even though it says a mem me'ene, but it still means the eye. So you should be able to make Gzeira Shava. And Hilchos Gzeira Shava, that's not a reason, the fact it's a mem, that should not exclude it. For you, even more I can answer you. Ligmar me'enei milianecha. Learn out me'enei from the word milianecha. Rashi says, the Mises Bezdin milianei de Krisis. Va Krisis loike, the Gemata milianei milianecha of Mises Bezdin yuka. So Gemara says, nerds, learn out also from the word me'enei. Samar says no. Dogomar leina milianecha. Samar says that kiblo minei reb Shmuel reb Yitzchok, that the pasuk says kidei rishosoi, that mishum risho achasatu mechayvoi viatu mechayv mishum shtei rishois. That what's the pshat? The Gemara says it. Be risho hamesuru lebezdin akosu medaber. So the Gemara now is arguing on what he said before, that you do not have to come, the pshat from Rabbi Kiva is not because it makes a Gzeira Shava mil'enei mil'enei. We do not need this Gzeira Shava. But the pshat from Rabbi Kiva is poshit, that the din of Kedei Rishosai was only said by, like I said before, Svara, when Bezdin gives the two punishments. Bezdin cannot give a Misa and a Malkus. But when the Misa is coming with a Shemayim, then there's no concern from Kedei Rishosai. So, Kedei Rishosai means Rishosai Hamasuras to Bezdin. It's only a din in Bezdin that Bezdin cannot give two punishments. Mashen Kein Chorus, which is called the Misa B'dei Shemayim, it's not Bezdin giving it, then it's okay. That's the pshat from Rabbi Kiva, that you do not need the Gzeira Shava of Enei Enei. The Pashit, that Kedei Rishosai only applies to Mrs. Bezdin, and not to Chayv HaKrisis. That's pshat for now. Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva, why Chayv HaKrisis still has Malkus. Now, Rav says like this, Asru Dei Lekotlo Kuliyam Loi Pligi Dien Loi Kiyomais. If you want the person to receive Malkus, to receive Misa, everybody agrees, you do not receive Misa and Malkus. In other words, Rav is saying, could even by Chayv HaKrisis, he argues on the Svar before, that if they warned you that if you do this Aveira, you're going to receive Misa, whether it's Misa or Chorus, everybody agrees, you will not receive Malkus, because they're sorry from Gdei Rishosai. Keep pleading, where's the Machlekes? They ask for Bela Malkus, in a case where you only warn them for Malkus. Because from this lab right now, he will not receive Misa. Since there was no Hasroa for Misa, he will not receive Misa. So they only warn you for Malkus and not for Misa. This is where the Machlokes is. Rabbi Shmuel Savar, Lav Shenitin Liazoros Misas Bezdin, Loikin Olav. Even though when the Torah gave this Lav, the main purpose was that if you have received Asroa, you receive Misa, so what? But now that the Edom only warned you for Malkus, you could receive Malkus from this Lav. And there's no song from Kedei Rishosai. Because the Mice, you're not receiving Misa. You were not warned for Misa. You're only warned for Malkus. So there's no song from Kedei Rishosai. So only question on such a Lav, do you receive Malkus or not? Rabbi Shmuel holds yes. Even though the Slav was given for the purpose of Misa, but when you do not receive Misa, you receive Malkus. Rabbi Kiva Savar, Lav Shenitin Lazarus Mitzvah Bezdin, ain't like in the love. You did not receive Misa. You did not receive Malkus. This Lav was given for the purpose of Misa and not for Malkus. Ain't like in the love, Rashi says. Kishishra by Malkus, Bulay Misa. The fish Lenitin Lav Zer, Liazarus Oinish Malkus. This Lav was not given for the punishment of Malkus, Kishar Lavin. This love was necessary for to give you Misa. If they did not warn you, if there was not an Azor in the Torah, you would not receive Misa. So this love is for the purpose of Misa. That's why you did not receive Malkus. Even when they warned you only for Malkus, but this love was not given for Malkus. So you did not receive Malkus from such a love. That's what the key is for. If so, Chai B'Krusis Nami? Why don't I say the same Svara? When the Torah said this love, the love was for to give you chorus. You will not receive chorus unless the Torah gives a love. The Torah has to warn you. So, why is it the key to say, when you did a Chai B'Krusis, and the Edom warned you for Malkus, you received Malkus? So he says, Lav Shenit, there's a question, Irochi Chai B'Krusis Nami, Lav Shenitain Yazaris Chorusu, this Lav was given to warn you from chorus. Or Malay Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi, Hoch Yom Ravini Magrunya, here's what Ravini said for Magrunya, Mishmei the Rav in the name of Rav, that Chai B'Krusis Latzrichi Asro, if you want to say no, that to receive chorus, you do not need a Lav HaTorah, you do not need a Lav in the Torah to give you Krusis. Therefore, when the Torah does say this love, the pshat for the love is for Malkus. You receive Malkus because of this love. Now, just to receive chorus, you do not need a love. What's the proof? Well, Asriya means Asriya Satorah, means a love of Torah. You do not need a love of Torah to give you chorus. What's the proof? Sherei Pesach Amila. These are mitzvahs that say, Onish, and if you do not bring a Pesach, a Korban Pesach, or you do not make a bris mila, Onish, you receive chorus. Afa Pishla Hizr, even though there's no Lav HaTorah, the Torah never puts a Lav by Milo or by Pesach. So you see, even though there's no Lav HaTorah, still you could receive the punishment of Chorus. That's the proof that Krisus does not need a Lav. Therefore, when the Torah sends the Lav by these Chai B'Krisus, the purpose of the Lav is that you could receive Malkus. In the case that the Edom warned you for Malkus, you receive Malkus also. That's the shot from Rabbi Akiva. So Moses bringing the proof, you see that Mila and Pesach is Chayiv Chorus, even though there's no Lav. So Moses says, maybe no. The Dilma Azor and the Korban. Maybe still, when the Torah says a Lav in the Pasha of Chayiv Krisus, maybe the Lav is not for the purpose of Malkus, but rather to give you a Chayiv Korban. That if you do this Chet B'Shegei, you have to bring a Korban. Maybe for Korban you need a Lav. And it'll still be the same question then. Then this Lav is not for Malkus, but it's the Mechayiv you a Korban. And I'll bring you a proof. Sherei Pesach Amila. By these two mitzvahs I say, the less bu azorah, there's no warning, there's no love in the Torah on these two. And therefore the klal is, loy maisi korban. If somebody did not bring a korban pesach even b'shoigei, there's no chiyah to bring a korban. If you do not make a bris mila b'shoigei, there's no chiyah to bring a korban. So what's the reason? Either there's a chet or chai b'kristus involved, and usually by your chai b'kristus, if you do it b'shoigei, you chai b'korban. So here the answer is, because to mechai of a korban, you need a lav hatero. And here by Pesach and Milo, there's no lav, that's why there's no korban. So you see you need a lav for the purpose of mechai of your korban, so the question is back. Why does Rabbi Akiva say, by chai of a krisis, you receive Malkus? The lav comes from Malkus? No, the lav comes for korban. So Moses says, no, there's no proof. Really, I tell you, for korban also, you do not need a lav. Korbanos, if you did the chet b'shoigeg, you do not need a lav hater to mechayev you a korban. The lav is only for Malkus. So the question is, if so, how come by the chet of Pesach and Mila, that there's a chiyuv chorus involved, How come b'shoydi there's no korban? I'll answer you. Hayne taima el mishum the iskish kolator kula liavodes kechavim. We learn out the pasha to bring korbanos b'shoydi from the pasha of avodes zara. Now ma avodes kechavim, just like by the chet. If somebody worshipped avodes zara b'shoydi, that he has to bring a korban. The pshat is shevi al tasim the aver is. The Torah is telling you, Shev, do not do the Aveiro. That's such a type of an Aveiro. There's a Chiv Korban. Of course, Shev Yatase. Every Aveiro of sitting back and not doing something. But Mafukis excluded here, honey, these two mitzvahs of Pesach and Milah, to Kumasei, these things are Kumasei. The Torah says, go and bring a Korban Pesach. Go and make a Bris Milah. They're true, if you do not bring a Korban Pesach, if you do not make a bris milah, you chayav koros. But korban, if you do it b'shegeg, you're not chayav korban. The reason is not because there's no law, because you do not need a law for korban. But the reason is we learn out the chiyuvim from avodas chachavim. The Rashi says, "Torah achas yilachem liyase b'shkaga." Says Torah achas yilachem b'avodas zara. All chayav chatois, all korbanos b'avodas b'shegeg, you learn out from the chet of avodas zara. So it has to be a chet that the Torah says, do not do it, a Shevi Atasei type of an Aveira. And not an Aveira of Korban Pesach. And Mila, with the other Torah wants you, Kumli Asei, go and do. So that's this answer, that's Rav's answer, why Rabbi Kiva holds, you receive Malkus by Chai Dekrisis, because the Lav by the Chai Dekrisis is there only for Malkus. You do not need the Lav for the Chai Dekrisis. So therefore it's good why you get Malkus. Mashaykh of Mises Bezdin, there he holds the lav was given for the purpose of Mises Bezdin. Therefore there's no Malkus. Even in a case where they only warned you for Malkus and not for Mises Bezdin. So Al-Kadeh Rishosai, there's no problem. You're not receiving two punishments. Still, Rabbi Kiv holds, you will not receive Malkus, because the lav is called the lav Shanitim Liazoas Mises Bezdin. The lav is given for the purpose of Misa and not for the purpose of Malkus. By Sheikh and by Chai Dekrisis, the lav is given for the purpose of Malkus. There's no other purpose for the lav. Ravina says no. But the question on this could be is that they hold on like that. That even Chai Dekrisis maybe also needs a lav. So if we come back to other Turksim, Ravina Omar, Li'erlam, Kedamina,